All right, we'll bring the Public Works Committee to order. I have Carol lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I echo everything that Jeff said earlier, because this is my first time up here too, but I mean, I'm used to the board meetings, so like he said, way more people. So, all right, make sure everybody that's on the committee, you have your microphones on so we can hear you and the people on Zoom can hear you. Thank you. All right, approval of the minutes of December 4th.
I'll move it. Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Highway.
Morning, everybody. Few items. Highway first. So we're requesting approval to update Lewis Garage Door ownership to Universal Builders in the current contract. We worked with legal on this. They maintain the pricing and we currently have some open projects with them. So what had happened is a company got purchased by another individual. We're just looking to honor that contract so we can continue to use them till this contract's over. And there is no price change in their update.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item, similar situation, requesting approval to update O'Brien Septic ownership to Butler Excavating in the current contract. Again, worked with legal on this. The pricing is staying the same, so it'll be the same as we just approved. You just approved.
You have a motion?
Now move it. Second.
Questions?
They'll pump our outhouses. We own some of our Porta Johns, but they'll come and actually pump them for us and do stuff. And then we also have septic tanks and holding tanks at certain shops, depending on their location. They get pumped outside of our stuff.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
You ready?
Next item, we're requesting authorization to transfer $312,595.30 from our 2023 major equipment to 10-wheel plow dump truck capital project account. This the monies that was set forward with this originally was based on the fact of talking to reps stating that the trucks were going to come in at a lot higher. When they went out to bid, it was a lot more competitive pricing than we anticipated. So it left some dough, some money behind. So we're looking to transfer that in the same token, requesting authorization to amend the 2024 major equipment list to go from 2 plow trucks to 3 plow trucks to purchase.
Instead of if you weren't to do anything, this money would just roll into your general fund balance. So because we obviously have a need for these, we figured we'd propose to set that aside for this specific use.
I'll move it. Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Next item. Requesting to add rebar cutter to the 2024 minor equipment for the amount of $3,200. This cutter is used down for a culvert projects. It's a pretty significant piece to their puzzle down for bridge for building culverts. So it cuts and preps all the bar lengths. Some of you may know and don't know, but a lot of rebar in the culverts.
Join the meeting.
This is a must that they need. The one they have currently is down, broke. So we've upgraded. If you guys approve this, we've upgraded to something a little heavier duty. Hopefully can handle this stuff, the bar a little bit better long term.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next item. So requesting authorization to amend resolution number 208-23 to modify the reimbursement from New York State DOT for the design of County Route 4 Bridge, New York project over the Cohocton River in the town of Campbell. A few months ago, I brought to you folks that the state was going to fund us 100%. We still don't really know what happened, but all the counties in the state received a letter that it's going to go back to 95%. So this is a result of New York State's DOT changing the funding on the agreement and resolution originally. New York State, as I said, changed reimbursement from 100% to 95%. As a result, it's revising the agreement and resolution is necessary to proceed with the state and local agreement to take this money. So that's where the change came into place.
See, part of it must be federal and then Marcicelli state. And then we got to pay 5%.
Yes. They wanted 100 and still carry 5 for contingent. We still don't know the whole story. We've talked to DOT to see why this happened. I talked to counterparts and no one really has a straight answer why Albany did this. I'm not going to draw conclusions, but it's just interesting because.
Didn't it used to be that way, Jack? Used to be we had to come up with 5%.
Yeah, that was historic. The state says their 15 is subject to change. So these things can happen where. In good years, when they're a little more flush, they'll kick in and maybe our 5 is 0. In bad, we haven't had to go more than 5.
No, but, I don't remember going more.
But they all, the state always says that, you know.
80% feds and 15% Marcicelli. Yeah,
but that Marcicelli is always subject to annual appropriation, so.
Yeah.
$235,000 plus or minus around there. Ironically, the number's not changing overall for the bridge that much because they still, when they're funding the 100%, they still want us to have an additional 5. So you still had the whole thing is a little bit odd, but I'm sure as people talk and discuss, we'll figure out why it happened. But either way, it's back to 95 and 5.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
You have a second?
Second. Sure.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Ready?
Okay, next request. We're requesting authorization to close 4 of the completed bridge capital projects in the accounts and transferring the remaining funds to Smith Hill Road Bridge project and future bridge accounts. There is a balance of $233,953.13.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next
items regarding the gravel pits we crush and pull from. So we're requesting authorization for approval of the 2023 rent payments of gravel to the pit landowners for Straight Pit and Mitchell Pit. Straight Pit payment is in the amount of $48,575.45. And Mitchell Pit is in the amount of $4,287.60. Just food for thought. People may ask why we do this and control it a little bit with doing a gravel pit versus just purchasing from another pit that's already operational and has a crusher. Just the numbers alone this year, if we went on a base number of $695 a ton, if you compute the Straight Pit payment and Mitchell Pit with our crusher that we pay for, we're saving a buck and change a ton. So it worked out this year about $112,000 in savings to the county crushing ourselves. Again, that's why we're pressing and trying to find pits that we can use on both ends of the county and, you know, and have some longevity to them because it does show savings. Plus the fact that we have it stockpiled there, we can truck and haul at any time. We're not waiting in line, so to speak, at some of these other pits. So it's a good thing if we can continue to do it, but those types of resources are harder and harder to come by with these gravel pits, unfortunately.
I'll move it for discussion.
We have a second.
Second.
Where are they physically located?
It's a good question. I'll let Todd answer that one.
Waterbury Hill Road, Boca, currently. We're prospecting 2 more pits. Another one is on Fairbrother Road in Boca. And there's one in the town of Addison that we're looking at right now, waiting on some tests to come back for hardness.
You guys approved those borings, if you remember, to check these other pits out to see what we have for hardness and mm-hmm. what depths, what kind of yields we can get. So we can hopefully report back some good news on that to you folks.
I have a question, Eric. How does the quality of the gravel we get from these two pits compare to the gravel we would get purchased commercially?
That's a good question. You can at this point pay for what you want as far as level of quality, and we'll set the standard of the bar at the DOT approved fill or gravel or structural fill. Straight pit is a little bit better than Mitchell pit. And I don't want to say that in a negative way, because Mitchell pit has its place for the use of the aggregate when we're filling major voids that don't have a ton of vehicular traffic, maybe pipes that come outside of the roadway or shoulders even. So it has its place. But it really depends, Fred, because they get into different veins, and there's piles we've had from some pits that we've bought on the open market that didn't pass approval. And then a year later, they're passing approval. They're either in a different vein or structure their fill some other way, so it's not getting handled as much. So there's a ton of variation between it all. Generally pretty consistent, but they're all a bit different, but they have their place.
All right. Thank you.
It helps answer your question in a roundabout way.
Any other questions? We had the motion. Do we all in favor?
Aye.
Ready? Landfill. Landfill?
Okay, landfill next. So we're requesting authorization for a solid waste engineering RFP. We're requesting this authorization to solicit engineering services for the solid waste operations. B&L Engineer is our current solid waste engineer that assists and has for some time assist the landfill, as you folks know. The division with a variety of tasks related to the management of active landfill infrastructure design and construction administration, leachate treatment, transfer station, environmental permitting and compliance, etc. Our current contract will expire 12/31 of 24. We'd like to get approval to start looking into this and get an RFP out, so we're not waiting to the last minute to try to put this together. In conjunction with that, we're going to look at possibly slipping a piece in there about the gas monitoring, and so we can extract the most gas that we need to get with some professionals that have expertise in, you know, getting the most use now that we have WAGA shortly here online. So there's going to be a couple other things, but we'd like to solicit and evaluate proposals prior to termination of this contract, if you folks are okay with that.
I think it's good you're adding the gas to it, because you never produced the gas that was promised when SREC was running it.
Yeah, there's folks, Landfill Steve's done a wonderful job staying in contact and contacts through B&L, and they've met some contacts that focus just on the gas piece. And obviously that'll pay dividends if the numbers work and it falls within B&L's support or whoever we choose, you know, on this RFP process.
Yeah, we need to produce the gas that we're supposed to produce.
Absolutely. And that'll overall help with other things with space and stuff with the landfill.
We have a motion for the RFP.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, bids?
Okay, I'll do these one by one, just unless you want otherwise. There's only a couple of them. The first one is clean and inspect landfill leachate holding tanks and lines extensions. This is similar to the stuff we requested earlier. DECRA has been purchased by Jamco Technical Services LLC. We are requesting authorization again to transfer the existing contract to Jamco. We worked with legal on this as well. Jamco will maintain pricing, and we currently have open projects with them. So it's just like Butler's excavation and the other one. There's no price change. We have up to 4 years, 1 year extensions, 4 1-year extensions, again, with no price increase. And this was originally awarded in 2022. So I would recommend that we allow us to keep operating with what they're calling now Jamco.
We have a motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Ready?
Next bid is lubricant extension, I should say. We're requesting authorization to extend with Superior, who is the sole bidder from before, and they have agreed to extend the contract with no price change.
Motion.
I'll move it.
All right.
Price change. Second. Whatever.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next.
All right, last item, a 2008 Ford F-550 parts and labor. This truck's used currently for the containers down in Irwin. It's a vital piece. The containers load and dump, the recycling piece of it, load and dump with a specific truck, more or less what's on the back of the truck, I should say. So this is a smaller one recycling truck that is used for to empty recycling bins and transfer station. In the process, it spends a lot of time idling on site and result has had high engine hours but low mileage. The newer diesel engines with emission controls do not handle idling well. We are recommending to rebuild this. We have another one ordered that will be a gas truck, not diesel. And we will, our hope is to rebid this. We didn't get any bidders this time, but we're hoping to rebid it to get it repaired and have a backup truck until our other truck is ready, as well as repurposing this truck. We'll pull the back off that helps with the loading process, if that makes sense. This, the back of it will be saved and go on to the new truck when it comes in. This particular truck will be either used and transferred into a flatbed truck with a plow or a transfer truck of some sort for the transfer station. If we decide at the time we don't need it at that point, we'll come to you folks or we'll put it, you know, we'll put it out for auction because it should be a pretty much new truck if we can get someone to bid on the repairs for it with the turbo and some other emissions issues from idling.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second. Any other questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else?
The last thing, just so folks know, we just moved in Mount Wash Shop, the trucks into there, so they're operational. It's a slow moving. I love that word. There's some punch list stuff we're still trying to get wrapped up and get done. Again, it's waiting on parts, pieces, and in manpower. Nothing major. We are up on, we're being monitored for fire down there. We have a temp CFO, have a permanent CFO here shortly. Curtis is to follow here real shortly. We hoped on getting Prattsburg in a little bit earlier, but Todd and Dan and the rest of the crew have decided to do some more internal work in the Prattsburg shop to help spruce it up as well, seeing we did all the other repairs, and it's making a big difference. Some of it's lighting, ads that we're doing that we're doing ourselves, and then some we're doing with a contractor, and then painting all the steel and cleaning everything a bright white like the new shops that you guys will get to see at some point when we do a tour. So they're freshening that up. But so I don't really have an answer on Prattsburg at this point. But they're doing fine not being in there, although they're not happy.
Fine and happy.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They are. So that's all I have for you guys, for you folks.
Any other business? Anything? No? All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.